It's the end of the school year, so that means it's time to start planning for next school year. Joining us right now, the Early Childhood Director for St. Clair County RESA, Becky Gornack. Becky, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, take maybe 30 seconds to take a big, deep breath, say, it's finally over, and then start planning for next year, right?
It is. This is really a busy time for early childhood because it's the time to start thinking about preschool in the fall.
Right. That's right. So what age does preschool start?
It depends. Yeah. Preschool is typically 3 and 4-year-olds. Mm-hmm. In St. Clair County, we have a lot of options. There are private preschools, there are Head Start Preschool, GSRP, which is the Great Start Readiness, which is a state-funded preschool in all of our local districts. So GSRP is a 4-year-old preschool, but many of the others have 3 and 4-year-olds.
One thing that we've learned in the last several years is that early childhood education is really important, isn't it?
It is very important. Kindergarten isn't what it used to be anymore. So preschool is a really good opportunity for children to get familiar with school, the routines of school, learn about what it's like to be in a classroom with other children their same age. They're not yet necessarily used to being with 15, 16, 18 other children.
Yeah, it's all new for them and for the parents too, really, isn't it?
It is. It's a hard transition for some parents because, you know, they are only 3 and 4-year-olds, but it is a good opportunity for children. They love to come to school. They play with their friends. They are playing all day, but the teachers are really teaching all day. So the kids learn a lot of their math, learning to count, patterns, their colors, their numbers. They're learning about reading, about books, their ABCs, writing their name. And all the time, they feel like they're just playing. So it's fun for the kids, but it's a really good learning opportunity for them to get ready for kindergarten.
Absolutely. And like you said, just to get acclimated with the idea of going to school, being there all day, because that's what kindergarten's all about, too.
It is. They really learn that routine about school, and they then walk into kindergarten, and they understand that school has a certain pattern to it. We, you know, there are times where we sit at the carpet together and read a story. There are times where we walk down the hallway. We go outside. So they just learn about the routines of school that really help them be more prepared when they walk in the kindergarten door.
Right. And this is not daycare. For parents that have had their very young children in daycare, this is different from daycare, isn't it?
It is very different. As I said earlier, there's a routine and a structure to it. It is a learning environment. It's learning through play. But the children do come out of preschool. Many of them, or most of them, they write their first name. They know their ABCs. Yep. They know their colors, their shapes, all those things that are really important for that first day of kindergarten.
You mentioned some of the options. Kind of walk us through what the options are for parents for when it comes to early childhood education and preschool.
Well, as I said, there are options for private preschool throughout the county. There are state-funded classrooms, and every one of our school districts has a GSRP classroom, at least one, if not more. In Port Huron, there are actually 14 classrooms of GSRP right at their new Early Childhood Center. Right. 11 of them are there, and then they have some in their outer schools as well. We also have some GSRP classrooms that are in the Head Start program, and some of those are in their new building that's mm-hmm. over on Lapeer in the former Baker College. There are families that could go to Head Start classrooms, and they do have 3 and 4-year-olds. And there are even home centers that have child mm-hmm. care centers in their home, but they also do preschool. So there's a lot of options out there for families.
So those families that have children that are going to be of preschool age in the fall, what should they be doing now in terms of getting ready and exploring the options? And how do they go about doing that?
Well, one option is they can call St. Clair County RESA, and we can talk to them about the various options out there. Just call and ask for somebody in the early childhood department, and we're more than willing to help.
Okay, easy as that. And so it's time now to start thinking about the fall, isn't it?
It is. There's paperwork, and there's things to gather, and it's always easier to do it now instead of the fall when many of these families are getting their older children ready for school. It's always more hectic in the fall. So this is the time to apply and find out what's out there.
All right. Sounds good.